Live Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
A new report paints an uncomfortable picture of social care in Cambridge. The report from the Cambridge Commons is written by David Plank, a former local authority director of social services and chief executive. Pleased to say that David is with me now. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming in. So just to establish your level of expertise, where are you looking after social services? Which area?
Well, originally in Hammersmith and Fulham, and then in the London Borough of Hounslow.
Right. Do you think there's parallels with Cambridge there in terms of the need and the drain on resources at all times, it seems?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously there are differences between areas, but I think they're remarkably similar. And I have worked elsewhere, for example, in Watford. And I'm used to a county setting, so yes, I think they are very similar.
Okay. On the face of it, when just looking at the top line, as it were, and one would think that making a few less house calls or asking relatives to take up the slack seems a good way of slicing a few pounds off of the budget. But your report suggests that the savings are actually harming already vulnerable people.
Well, I do say that, and it's not just me that says that. That is actually what is... The whole of the report is based on what is published by the County Council.
So you've crunched the numbers, in a way, and put some colour on the numbers as well.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about is, in the last 2 years, the County Council in social care has made savings of nearly £60 million a year.
Mm.
And we now know that by 2021... that will be £133 million a year. So that's a further third off the budget from next year onwards.
Mm.
Now, those sums are just huge. And it's not just a question of a less frequent visit here or there. We're talking about considerable reductions in care in the home, care elsewhere, for very vulnerable people. And social care has not been provided in great abundance in the past. So what are the effects of this? Well, the report spells that out so that, for example, people's incontinence pads are being changed less frequently. The visits for home care are being reduced in time. We now are advised that 15-minute visits are being contracted. Well, that is not a civilised way to provide a service.
Mm. Do you think that the private sector's role in this, obviously they're free to, I guess, to tender and to do their best to run their business, but there's the danger, I would think, that when these tenders come up for renewal, you know, they know what's going to happen within the council, and they slice down the costs and put even more pressure on the very caring people who go out and work for them.
I think this is not a matter of how services are delivered, primarily. It's about the resources with which they're delivered.
Right.
And the government has cut its funding to local authorities by 37%. This is according to the National Audit Office, which is a huge amount.
Which I guess is the problem, really, because it's the local authorities' responsibility, as I understand it, to carry it out, certainly at the local level, knocking on doors and making sure that these incontinence pads and other things are changed. But of course, it's the it's central government which is cutting back the money from the local authorities, who have to do something.
Well, the local authorities are obliged to stay in the black.
Mm.
They can't go into the red. So, really, this is not the County Council's responsibility. The County Council social care services are competent. We know that from published reports. So it's not a matter of competence, it's a matter of resources. And until the government restores a reasonable level of funding to local government, social care services will continue to deteriorate. And that affects not only older people, it affects children and young people, for example. So that the cuts that have been made to date amount to £17,000 per child and young person in care. Now, there's no way that that kind of money can be found without any deterioration in the service to young people and an increased risk of vulnerability.
And that's an interesting point there on that, because you kind of imagine sort of knock-on effects on these things. If, and I don't know, I'm trying to make up a situation as I go along, but if there's a mother who, for whatever reason, is incapacitated, she needs help, The local authority isn't sending round the carer so often. The young child has to step in and do some of the caring. The young child doesn't go to school and so on and so forth.
You're quite right. There is a knock-on. And a lot of the services that prevent situations getting worse have actually been cut back. And that is the case for children and young people in need. So the children's centres, for example, which provide targeted services to vulnerable families, have been cut back by millions of pounds. Well, over £1 million.
And what happens going forward? Because, you know, we're talking about the effects of cuts which have been made so far. But as you said a little earlier on in our conversation, there's also cuts still to be made, which kind of suggests that it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
It's not going to get better at all. And this is why the report talks about from crisis to catastrophe, because we're talking about cuts over the next 5 years, which are larger than those already made by the social care services. We're talking about nearly £76 million a year over the next 5 years.
Did you think there's room for society to pick up on this? An hour or so ago, I don't know if you were listening, but we had a lady in from the charity Rowan, and Rowan was set up in the 1980s, just around about the time that care in the community was being developed, and Rowan took it upon itself to help disabled people and others, and using their good works were able to help and assist people who were basically at that time under the policy put in the community. I guess it did what it said on the tin: people who might have previously been in homes and could just about care for themselves, but were told that that was not the policy anymore. So what I'm thinking of here in this case, is there the possibility that society, people, groups might step forward and pick up some of those responsibilities that hitherto have been dealt with by local authorities in better times?
That's already been done. Now remember, we're talking about hitting a moving target here, because the number of people in need of social care is going up. In Cambridgeshire, it's going up rapidly. So we're talking about the very old, an increase of 49% over coming years. And those with very complex needs produce high demands for service. Similarly, the child population is increasing. The population of children with disabilities is increasing. So increased resources are required. Now, clearly, a community contribution is helpful. It's important to note that funding support for such initiatives is also being reduced. But even if that care was hugely productive, it wouldn't be keeping pace with the huge cuts that are being made. Also, a certain amount of skilled care is actually required, which is difficult for community groups to provide.
Do you think that we need as a nation to accept the fact that we simply need to pay more tax to fund our features?
Personally, myself, yes,
well,
I
if
do.
You can afford it, obviously one would like to think that it's evenly distributed, well, system, of course.
I think that we have a responsibility. We're responsible as a society for the most vulnerable in our midst, and we should do whatever we can to ensure that they have a reasonable life. Now, at the moment, they don't have a reasonable life, and it's getting worse for them. So if we take people with learning disabilities, the cuts in their personal budgets and in the services provided to them mean they're getting cut off from us.
And if that money, just in an imaginary world of mine where we're paying more tax, if it was to happen, how long would it be before, in your opinion, with your previous life working in social services, how long would it be before the cuts could be undone and the damage, as you describe it, could be repaired, in part at least?
Well, it's open to government to reverse the funding cuts pretty rapidly, if it so wishes. A lot of harm has been done, but that could be put right reasonably quickly, as long as the funds begin to flow. But at the moment, we're going in exactly the opposite direction.
You would have heard in the news yesterday the resignation of the chief executive of the Cambridge Hospital Trust, stepping down. He's not alone, of course, in the country. He's not the only chief executive. I think the finance director here at Anbrooks has gone as well. not the only executive who's stepping down, and they're saying, well, you know, this the funding which is around us is just not enough. You know, Adam Books, as we know, has a weekly deficit that needs sorting out. There may be a few local issues with various IT systems, but it's a nationwide problem. There's clearly parallels here with social services and the NHS that not enough money's going in.
Well, one of the parallels is the increase in need and demand. And it's coming from the same sources to an extent, particularly an increase in the older population and in people with disabilities, because they require health input. And one only has to spend a little bit of time at Adam Brooks, as I have recently, to see that there are significant numbers of older people in the hospital who require extra care. They require extra staff time. Now, I'm not sufficiently knowledgeable to comment in detail on the Adam Brooks situation, but it is, like all health services, exposed to the same high levels of demand in the community.
Interesting subject. David, thank you very much for spending time talking to us tonight. If people want to take a look at your report in detail, where do they have to go?
They have to go, let me, as an older person, look it up. It is, they need to go to the Cambridge Commons website. It is www.thecambridgecommons, all one word, .org.
Okay, thank you very much again. David Plank speaking to us about issues surrounding social care.